It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
And welcome back to the United Wireless Arena here for day two of action. This is the 1A Division I State Championship Tournament out here in Dodge City. Today, it's time for the guys to take the floor. And we've got the Frankfort Wildcats coming in as the 5 seed, taking on the 4-seeded Central Plains Oilers. We hope you're excited as we are here at courtside. Jake Spaulding alongside my partner Chris Boswell, back in the studios of Captain Kirk Kilman as well. So Jacob Boz on the road. Boz, we said it yesterday. For the new listeners here today, they need to know this is our home away from home, my friend. And there's nothing we'd rather be doing on a Thursday in March than hanging out in Dodge City at the United Wireless Arena. Yeah, I was talking to somebody yesterday after all the games, and they know where we live. And they're like, why are you guys in Dodge City every year? Why don't you go somewhere else? And I said, because there's nowhere else better. This is a fantastic environment. If you've never been out here, you never watched a game. It's not a big arena. It's perfect. It's small enough to where it feels like the crowd is right on top of you. It's loud. State basketball, what more can you ask for? Yesterday we saw the Troy Trojan girls win and move on to the semifinal round. They're taking on the Centralia Panthers that will be moving on as well after they defeated St. John yesterday in their quarterfinal matchup. That game will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock on both 92.1 FM and 103.9 FM, a simulcast tomorrow for that Centralia girls semifinal matchup. But we're sticking with the Twin Valley League here again, Boz, as the Frankfort Wildcats come in as the 5 seed in this tournament, 18-6 overall. Second year head coach Adam Schreiner, and all that they've done since Coach Schreiner's been here is win. This is a team now with a 31-17 record underneath him. He's a Frankfort guy. He has been in the coaching sphere. He coached at Valley Heights for a few years, and he's back at his alma mater here coaching the Frankfort Wildcats. They're back to a state tournament, Boss, for the first time since 2020.
Yeah, it's exciting getting to this point in the season. We talked about it a little bit yesterday with the start of the state tournament and the girls. I mean, this is what you play for, you know. You go through a 20-game season. Really a grind to get through a really, really long season, but through every game, I mean, your sights are, coaches will tell you, you know, we only look one game at a time, and that's true to a point, but the ultimate goal when you start the season is to finish right here at the state tournament where you have an opportunity to win a state championship.
At the conclusion of this contest, we'll send you out to Colby for the Axel Eagle boys as they will try to get their first win in the state tournament. Head coach Jason Tynan, unfinished business for the Eagles a little bit further west than where we are right now. But this Frankfort team, Voz, comes into this contest averaging 55 points a game, led none other than the Fighting Wes Anderson, as we've called him the last 2 years. Mr. Wes Anderson, a 5'11 junior, averaging 16 points a game. Lane Loizo, he's averaging 13 points a game as a senior, 6'2". 8 points for Tyler Smith, 7 for Carter Olson, 5 for Fred Roquist, and then Colvin, reporter Colvin, as well as Chase Stahlbomber, chip in with 3 points each. Their opponent today, the Central Plains Oilers, their first appearance since 2022, and they're led by Brody Kreis, the 6'1 sophomore, and the head guy for this program is a very familiar last name. It's Michael Ryan in his third year at Central Plains. He's the older brother of stud Emily Ryan, who led this Oiler team with a part of a 4 straight state title. Now she's doing work at Iowa State. They're led by Brody Kreis as a sophomore, Boz, 15 points a game, 12 points for Aiden Heckley, and then 9 for Camden Stiles, another name very familiar across the state in the basketball realm. So a matchup, Boz, the 4-5 always is a fun matchup, great games, great contest, and we'll talk with head coach Adam Schreiner here in just a minute. But as we were doing our prep for this contest, what stuck out most to you?
Well, if you are ever wondering when you get to a state tournament if records matter, if seeding matters, I would say absolutely not. We just witnessed the 8-1 matchup between Olpe and Little River. Little River was the 8 seed. Little River had the lead with about a minute 40 left in that ball game. So seedings don't matter a whole lot. This is a 4-5 matchup, as you mentioned, which is always a fantastic one. But the thing that I think this is going to come down to is I think it's going to be a defensive battle. And here's why I say that. Both teams average over 50 points a game. So you might think I'm crazy with that. But here's the thing that can swing it. Central Plains only allows 35 points a game. And that is a really low number for high school boys basketball. On the flip side, Frankfort allows 44 points a game. So I think offensively, they're both going to be able to score the ball. Their offenses are good enough. But it's going to be the team that locks down defensively that's going to win this game.
Big time matchup. And we found the head coach, Adam Schreiner. We'll hear from him here in just a moment. You're listening to The Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Coach Schreiner sat down with us after this timeout. You'll hear from him here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Jake Spaulding with you as we are talking with head coach Adam Schreiner of the Frankfort Wildcats. Boys, about to tip off here in just a little bit against Central Plains here on 92.1. It's the Road to Glory on the MSC Radio Network presented by Giant Mobile. And coach, first time in 5 years you guys are here at a state tournament. You guys play a very tough league, a very tough schedule. What's it like being back here in the state tournament?
Oh, I think it's exciting for not only the guys but the community and everything like that. Like, we have high aspirations of what we can accomplish and everything, so it's good to be back in a setting where we are striving to reach that top tier. So,
yeah, tell me a little bit about the progression you've seen from December to now. This is a team that you've had some ups and downs throughout the year, but, again, a very tough schedule, and you guys don't shy away from tough opponents.
No, we do have a tough schedule, and we've told the guys all year, you know, through the entire season, we've been in every game with our chances to win. You know, some got away from us. You know, others we went out and made those plays. So the schedule, I think, really prepares us for the opportunity we have at hand, and we look forward to meeting that challenge.
Tell me about the fact that 9 TVL teams make it to a state tournament, both guys and girls combined, and just what the league does to prepare you guys for this postseason.
Yeah, there's so many good athletes and so many good coaches, boys and girls, throughout the league that, I mean, you see something maybe new every night, and you see some old school things that still continue to work, and then you just, you know, you got to go out and find a way, however that may be, and you learn the game even more when you're in a league like that. So it truly helps.
Before we talk about today's matchup, I want to go back to the Seabury game, a tight game on the road. Tell me, as you look back at that game and the contest, how well the kids played, especially Wes, the ability to score the way that he was. What was in that game for you guys that helped you guys get on top?
Yeah, we've talked all year about play fast, physical, and free, and I think that was an opportunity where, you know, Wes and some others kind of got some looks and knocked them down and really sparked their confidence and the belief that they could go out and do some things. And it was nice kind of getting that rhythm and that confidence in each other, you know, to go out there and do that and beat a good team like Seabury, but now it's even more on the line for
us. That's right. We're at the state tournament quarterfinal round tip-off coming up here in just a few moments, but let's talk about Central Plains game here today. An opponent that has got some dudes like everybody does at this level. However, a team that maybe doesn't play the type of schedule that you play. What's your guys' game plan coming into the game today?
Well, from what we've seen on film, you know, they do a really good job with the 2-3 zone and maybe even triangle and 2 and stuff like that. So we got to make sure we're getting body and ball movement, and then when we get those shots, knocking them down, and then make sure we utilize kind of a physical presence inside. We like playing inside out, so just continue, move body, move ball, and when your opportunity's there to make a shot, you knock it down.
You told me that fast and free is kind of a big mantra for you guys this year. How important is it for you guys to not only get off to a good start, but then also get out in transition starting on the defensive side?
Yeah, you know, we do got to play lockdown D. They can put the ball in the hole there at times, and then one of the best ways to beat a zone is to beat it before it can set up. So any chance we can get the rebound and kind of push it, that we'll take those chances and see where they go.
All right, Coach, good luck to you today, and we'll talk to you after the game.
Matt, thank you. Appreciate everything.
All right, hey, Coach Adam Schreiner of the Frankfort Wildcats, and we got tip-off coming up next here on 92.1 KMCA.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet-burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today, and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Nemaha Valley Motors is starting the new year off right by clearing out the old inventory. Currently in stock, we have a 2024 Ram 2500 Tradesman with a 6.4-liter Hemi and over $9,000 in rebates. A 2024 Jeep Gladiator Sport with 15% off MSRP, which equates to a $10,000 discount, or if you're looking for something a little sportier, a 2024 Dodge Hornet with $5,500 in discounts. To see our entire selection, check out our website at NemahaValleyMotors.com or stop by our dealership and see how easy a vehicle purchase can be.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back here, United Wireless Arena. Jacob Voss with you. Kurt Kilman back in the studios. And we've got a great matchup here on the guide side. 1A Division I state basketball quarterfinal round. Earlier we saw the one seed, Opie, able to get past Little River in a very tight contest in the 8-1 matchup. This is the 4-5 matchup, Frankfort versus Central Plains. Frankfort the 5 seed, Central Plains the 4 seed. Again, Jake Spaulding with you, courtside. And, Boz, as we've had a chance to prepare for this game, look at this contest. You see the starters. You see how this is going to shake down. I really am excited for this ball to get jumped up and get rolling because I think it's two transitioning styles. But for Frankfort, they got a couple kids that are just studs, and this Central Plains team, I know some certain defenses might flash out against them.
Yeah, we may see some different things from Central Plains defensively, and in an effort to kind of slow down the two scores for Frankfort, Wes Anderson and Lane Loizo. Wes Anderson averaging 16 a game, Loizo at 13 a game, so wouldn't be surprised to see maybe some junk defense, like a triangle and two, where they put man-to-man on those two and zone against the other ones. But I don't know. We'll see. They play a lot of zone in general. Central Plains does. So Coach talked about it. I mean, the best way to get out and beat a zone is to get up the floor quick. Don't let the zone get set up. So I'm anxious to see if Frankfurt's going to push tempo and pace, get up and down the floor a little bit. Great opportunity right now as well for us to tell the folks at home that we've got Coach Brian Evert. And I just got to say, we're wearing the same exact kicks right now with our J's that we've got on.
Okay.
All right. And he's out there at center court right now with executive director Jeremy Holiday from the KSHSAA as he's getting his National Coach of the Year award right now on center court. How cool is that? I know we broke that story a few months back. From the 2024 campaign where the Frankfurt Lady Wildcats won state. But an amazing job by Coach Evert. We had the opportunity to call their third place finish a couple of years ago here at Dodge City. And it's just great to not only see local guys getting recognized for their great stuff locally, but seeing it on a national scale like what Coach Evert's getting right now.
Yeah, that's really impressive. You mentioned it. Being recognized at the state level with what you're doing around people that know the name, they know the program, they know the team. That's a big deal. It's a whole other level when you're talking the entire country. I mean, there's a whole lot of basketball teams out there, and Coach Evert is just a credit to what he's done to Frankfurt girls basketball, the program, the tradition. You mentioned we were here 3 years ago. We were able to cover that game when they finished third. It seems like they're here year in, year out. They always have good programs.
Yeah.
It's exciting to see him get that recognition.
Yeah, very well deserved. He has entire family to come out with him as well, his wife, his three kids, and this is a great opportunity. We're glad to be able to bring that to you folks at home as well. We'll have a photo of that on our website at mscsports.net. As again, Coach Brian Evert of the Frankfurt Lady Wildcats 2024 National, not local, national, not statewide, National Coach of the Year. All right, back to our contest here, Boz. Frankfurt Central Plains, they're about to announce the starters and the non-starters here. We're going to go ahead and give those to you right now, starting out for the road team off the scoreboard today will be the Frankfurt Wildcats in their road red on uniforms with the gray numerals and letters trimmed in white. Starting at guard, Wes Anderson, a 5'11 junior. He had 33 points in the sub-state semifinal round against Lawrence Seabury, 16 points a game, 5 boards. He's eclipsed over 350 points on the season, over 115 rebounds on the season, bottom to 71% from the foul line. Also starting out there for Frankfurt, down low will be Lane Wiseau, 6'2" senior. Again, he's kind of a flex for this Frankfurt team. 13 points a game, 7.5 rebounds per contest as well. How about the jump from him from last year to this year? His junior campaign averaged 8 points and 6 boards. This year, almost doubling his scoring output, averaging 13 now per game. How about Carter Olson, another senior, 6'1", averaging 6 points. 5 rebounds per game. Tyler Smith at guard, a 6-foot senior, 8 points per contest and 3 rebounds per game as well. And then Fred Rosequist, a 6-foot-2 junior, averaging 5 points, 5 boards a game for the Wildcats. Again, we Anderson, Elizo, Olson, Smith, and Rosequist for Frankfurt, led by second-year head coach Adam Schreiner. For the home team on the scoreboard, Central Plains Oilers, led by Michael Ryan, third year for him. First state appearance for him here with Central Plains. Leading the way for them will be starting at 6'1" guard sophomore Brody Kreitz. 15 points, 6 rebounds per game for Kreitz. He leads the team in scoring. Aiden Heckley, a 6'2" senior, play kind of that flex position as well. He'll go down low. He'll be out top. 12 points, 7 boards per contest. Camden Stiles, a 5'11" sophomore, 9 points per game for him. And then down low will be Logan Daniels, a 6-foot junior, 4 points per game. And Peyton Doty, a 6-foot-2 junior, averaging 4 points per game. Central Plains will only go about 6, maybe 7 deep. Similar style to the Frankfurt Wildcats, about going 7 deep onto their bench as well. Again, head coach for the Oilers, Michael Ryan, for Central Plains. They got here by beating Greeley County 56-50 in the championship game of their sub-state. Frankfurt got here by beating Blue Valley Randolph 34-36 in their championship game. We've got the opening tip-off coming next. You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on 92.1 KMCA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the United States among cancers that affect both men and women. But it doesn't have to be. Did you know that routine screenings for colorectal cancer now begin at age 45? This screening can save lives. When discovered early, it's highly treatable. If you're 45 or older, contact your SFP primary care physician at 785-336-6107 today to discuss your screening test options. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
This is Kyle Edwards with JVN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
1A Division I boys quarterfinal. It's Frankfort and Central Plains. Frankfort moving right to left in their road reds. Central Plains moving left to right in their home whites. Jacob off courtside. Kurt in the studio with Loizzo and Heckley. Balls in the air and it's controlled by Frankfort. We're underway. Controlling the dribble right now will be Carter Olson crossing the sideline with a right-handed dribble. Zone starts this game out by Central Plains. Into the right wing it goes. That's Wes Anderson. Now top of the key, Olson, as he barks out the signals. Now right in front of us on the left wing, it's Tyler Smith. Top of the key to Loizzo. Right wing to Olson. Back up top, Anderson. He'll fire a deep three straight away. It's short. Rebound underneath the basket. Put back by Rosequist. That misses. Rebound still on the deck. A jump ball. Possession will go to Central Plains.
Boy, good look from Wes Anderson. It was a little bit deep. He was probably 3-4 feet behind the arc, but he felt comfortable. But awesome job on the offensive glass. A couple different boards from Rosequist. Just couldn't get him to fall.
So after that, 30 seconds gone by, no score. Central Plains with the basketball, man-to-man defense here by the Wildcats. Here's Heckley into the lane, kicks it in the right corner, head faking on a three, driving baseline, Styles. He's cut off nicely there, but a foul will be called. Crashing down there was Loizzo, joining up with Rosequist. On that block, on the baseline drive, foul will be called here on Rosequist. Beg your pardon, that's on Lane Loizzo. He's got one. Quickly back into action here. Spinning at the block, left-handed layup by Heckley is missed. Rebound cleared here by Anderson. Quickly up the floor, here come the Cats, moving right to left. Smith, Anderson, Loizzo at the high post. Now right wing, Anderson will fire another three. That one's good for Wes Anderson. They know they got to get him going. The leader on the team in points, and a great shot there. Give the Cats an early 3-0 lead.
Yeah, Franklin's going to get some really good looks offensively. If Central Plains is going to play just a traditional 2-3 zone, as long as they keep the ball moving, they're going to get some good shots from the perimeter.
Kreitz has it on the left wing. Brace on his right knee. Picks up his dribble, gets it off to Heckley. Into the right corner now. It goes Styles. Top of the key. Daniels sets the screen as he hands it off to Styles. Once again, ball post three. Here comes Lane Loizzo. Right down the middle, trying to slam it home, Bob, but was stuffed by the rim, and a run-out opportunity now for Central Plains.
Oh, those are tough sometimes. I understand why he did a breakaway layup, the state tournament, early in the game. He went for it, didn't work out for him, but that would have been a big energy play right there.
He wanted to bring the house down. Instead, it's Central Plains with the basketball in the front court on the left wing. It goes now to Doty. Doty guarded by Anderson, now gets it off to Heckley. He's guarded by Loizzo. Now in the short corner it comes. It's Brody Kreitz, left-handed dribble. He's guarded tightly by Tyler Smith. Great man-to-man pressure here early on by the Wildcats. Heckley into the lane. Double team comes. Needs help. Outside now on the left wing goes to Doty. Now hands it off to Brody Kreitz. 5:43 to go in the first quarter. 3-0 Frankfort. Left wing three on the way by Central Plains. Styles is short. Rebound cleared here by Anderson. into the front court, right wing. Here's Carter Olson, jab step in the lane, scoop shot missed. Rebound ripped down by Logan Daniels of the Oilers.
Boy, another good look from Frankfurt, getting up and down the floor in transition. Kreitz has the ball poked free, picked up on the right wing by Stein. Now he gets it off, back to Kreitz. Trying to drive baseline, kicks it to Stiles in the corner. Stiles in the lane, Euro step, throws it off the window. No, rebound ripped out by Rosquist for Frankfurt.
Great defensive pressure. Frankfurt really contesting every shot that Central Plains throws up.
Anderson to Olsen. Now in the near corner, it comes Smith. Tyler looks for a screen. Now top of the key to Loizzo. Right wing, Anderson. Keep set, three on the way. That's good as well. Wes Anderson shooting with some confidence early. It's 6-0 Cats with 4:55 to go in the first.
Yeah, absolutely in rhythm. No hesitation, Wes Anderson. His feet are set. That's a pretty smooth shot, smooth release. That's 2 threes early in this ballgame.
Left wing now, Heckley. Top of the key, it goes to Daniels. They swing it around the perimeter to the Oilers. Now top of the key, Kites will fire a three. That's short. Rebound, top four, and coming away with it are Central Plains. Doty clears the rebound. Near foul here by Smith. Able to back off, though, as Brody Kreitz looks at head coach Michael Ryan and asks for the signal. Kreitz dribbles into lane, elevates from the free throw line. Missed. Another rebound by Fred Rosequist, and that man has been busy on the boards early. Quickly up the floor, here comes Frankfurt. Loizzo at left block. Floater, turnaround, Jay, short. Rebound ripped down by Heckley.
Man, really impressed early in this game with Frankfurt, just getting really good shots. They're getting out in transition. If they have advantage, they take it. If not, they're running their offense, just getting really good shots.
Team has won 5 games in a row. Here's a right wing three on the way by Stiles. In and out. Rebound ripped down by Smith. But the team is playing really good at the right time in the Wildcats. Top of the key, Loizzo, as they cross the timeline. Now gets off to Anderson. Rosequist goes in the near side corner now, right in front of us on the left corner to Olsen, swinging it around the horn against the zone by Oilers. Baseline drive here by Rosequist, backside find Smith, Tyler elevates from 15, in and out, no. Rebound ripped down by Logan Daniels for Central Plains.
The good news early in this game against that zone, sometimes teams have a hard time figuring out how to attack the zone. Frankfurt doing a really good job. That time they reverse it side to side 3 different times. Attack the short corner, skip pass, dribble penetration. They're doing everything they need to do to break down the zone.
Daniels in the front court gets off the Brody Kreitz. Straight away three on the way is good. He averages 15 a game. The first bucket for Central Plains comes off a screen from big man Logan Daniels for the Oilers. It's 6-3 Frankfurt. 3 minutes to go in the first. Here's Smith driving baseline out the window. How about you, Tyler Smith? Great aggressive drive on the baseline. Bozzi averages 8. There's 2.
Yeah, and that really shouldn't happen against the 2-3 zone. There should be somebody down there at the block and stop that, but great job, Tyler Smith. Strong to the rim with the left-handed finish.
8-3, Frankfurt, 2:40 to go here in the first quarter. Daniels, hot. Nearly a 5-second count as they get it off to Kreitz now. He has it between the rings. Driving now on Smith, backs it up into the right corner. It goes to Doty. He's cut off by Anderson. Doty spins in the lane. Needs some help. Top of the key it goes. Camden Stiles. Nephew of Jackie Stiles. Kicks it top of the key now to Kreitz. Brody tries to drive in the lane, and a foul will be called here on Tyler Smith. His first, team second.
Well, what you're seeing, a totally different philosophy or style or game plan, but Central Plains is sitting in a zone. They're almost daring Frankfurt to shoot it. Hadn't really worked out early in the game for him, but on the flip side of that, Frankfurt, they are pressure man-to-man. As soon as somebody from Central Plains catches it, you've got a body on them right away.
Porter Colvin goes out, or comes in, excuse me. Carter Olson goes out for Frankfurt. Here's an entry down low, needing help, skipping it into the corner to Stiles. Stiles, Camden now in the lane, gets it off to Nimichek and Ryland Seamson. Seamson, Scott needs help, and he travels with it. That's going to be the second turnover. They're actually going to call a 3-second violation. So let's reset your lineups here. For the Wildcats, it's Anderson, Loizzo, Smith, Rosequist, and Colvin in the game. For Central Plains, it's Kreitz, Heckley, Stiles, Doty, and Seamson. Resetting your lineup, you're presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Sabetha. Top of the key for the Wildcats, it's dribble handoff to Porter Colvin, and he has his pocket pick. Turnover number one on Frankfurt. Up the court, layup is no good. Smacked away there by Lane Loizzo.
Gets it up the court. Porter Colvin across the timeline. Anderson, he'll fire right wing. Three! How about you? That's three in the first quarter for junior Wes Anderson.
Again, out in transition, though. They're putting a lot of pressure on Central Plains. They're not letting them get set up in that zone because they're attacking so quickly up the floor.
11-3 Cats, 1:15 to go in the first. Central Plains with the basketball. Top of the key. Camden Styles with it. Resetting here again. Man-to-man by Frankfurt. And on the ball pressure has been phenomenal early. In the right wing. Dumped down now. Goes to Aiden Heckley. Trying to spin on the Lizo. Has the ball poked free. Great job there by Porter Colvin. It's a turnover. Number three. Now Colvin into the front court. Off the Anderson. West dribbles it into the middle of the lane. Nice dish underneath the basket. Taking it home. That's Greg Rosequist. Great dish that time from Anderson at 13-3 Cats.
Here's how that play started. Quick in transition. Wes Anderson got the reversal on the wing. He's been hot from three, so the closeout was fast and strong. Little head fake allowed him to penetrate straight down the middle of the lane, draw the help side from the post defender. Nice little dime pass for the little two-point bucket.
Under 30 seconds to go. It looks like Central Plains is content holding for the final shot. Boz, 13-3. Frankfurt with the lead. Dribbling it with the right hand, Brody Kreis between the circles. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Carter Olsen's been at the scorer's table for the last 2 minutes, but no stoppages, so he'll just have to wait till the second quarter begins. Under 7 seconds now. Top of the key, it's Styles. Gives it off to Kreis. Elevates a really bad three. Rebound, though, picked up and put back. No. Logan Daniels got the rebound, but couldn't get it to finish. We've reached the end of the first quarter. Your score, Frankfurt 13, Central Plains 3. We're back in 1 minute to Dodge City here on the Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on 92.1 KMZA.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
This is Kyle Edwards with JVN Telephone. You're listening to the Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Second quarter action now underway. Frankfurt leading 13-3. Here's a corner three by Smith. That's short. Rebound tapped around off of the wide, though. It'll be Central Plains basketball. Jake and Boz with you here in Dodge City. Kirk Hillman back in the studio. Apologize for any interference that was happening during that first quarter. We hope that it is now set aside here for the remainder of this game. But 15 seconds into the second quarter, Wildcats with an amazing first quarter. Wes Anderson, three threes. Tyler Smith and Fred Rosequist, each with two. We'll reset your lineups here in just a moment. Central Plains with the basketball. Brody Kreis, top of the key, three on the way. That's good. Kreis has got all 6 points on two threes for the Oilers. For Frankfurt, it's Anderson, Loizzo, Olsen. On the floor with Rosequist and Smith. Here's Loizzo. Flips, falls, and a turnover here on Frankfurt, their second of the game. For Central Plains, the same starting five. It's Kreis, Eckley, Styles, Doty, and Daniels. Resetting of your lineup here, presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Sabetha. Looked like maybe Loizzo was able to get rid of that ball before the
travel. Yeah, I thought so. He started, lost his footing, started to fall down. I thought he got rid of it before he hit the deck, but officials whistle him for the turnover.
Still man-to-man here defensively for the Wildcats is Central Plains with the basketball. It's Styles to the right wing. That's Kreis. And Brody, again, the lone scorer for Central Plains. And it's been by 2-3. Ever both contested. Left wing it goes. It's Styles trying to drive right lane. Line. Euro steps out of defender. Poke free by Olsen. Ball on the deck. It's a free ball right now. Tie up. It's going to be possession to Central Plains.
Again, just great defense. Man-to-man pressure. And the thing I like really a lot about what Frankfurt's doing is sometimes when you pressure really hard on somebody, it allows the offensive player to slash off you, and you sometimes you'll give up direct straight line drives to the basket.
Frankfurt's not doing that. Whenever there's dribble penetration, they're doing a really nice job of moving their feet and cutting out the driving lane.
Right, spinning on his defender and a traveling violation prior to a foul will be called, I beg your pardon. I believe that's going to be on Tyler Smith, and if it is, that's his second. It is. The two now on Smith. Again, Frankfurt does not like to go too deep on their bench, nor does Central Plains. Smith stays in the game with those two personal fouls. Crack trying to trigger it in. Into the middle of the lane. It's Seamston. He lays it through. Nice back shot there by Seamston, and it's a little 5-0 run here by the Oilers to begin quarter number two.
Well, breakdown defensively that time. They lost track of Seamston as he was going down the middle of the lane for an easy 2-point bucket.
Here's Anderson on the left wing. Two defenders flash to him. Needs some help. Nearing a 5-second count, gets it off to Loizzo between the rings. Now right wing to Olsen. Two guys flash out on him as well, trying to drive baseline cutoff. Top of the key, Loizzo. Here's Lane in the lane. Kicks it in near corner. Three on the way by Smith. That's good by Tyler Smith. He's got 5 in the first half, and it's a 16-8 Wildcat lead.
You know, anytime you get to this point in the season, state tournament, you're going to have your guys that typically score for you. For Frankfurt, it's Wes Anderson, Lane Loizzo. You're always looking for that next guy that's going to step up and knock down some buckets for you.
Right now, that's definitely Tyler Smith for the Wildcats. Entry goes down low to Daniels. He's cut off now at corner three on the way by Heckley's too strong. Rebound once again by Fred Rosequist for the Wildcats. Coach Schreiner says, let's move, let's move. Olsen in the front court. Now Rosequist, left wing to Smith. Top of the key, Loizzo. Right wing, Anderson. Gets a screen from Lane. Gets it near side. Now right in front of us in the corner to Olsen. Right-handed dribble on the left wing. Top of the key once again, working against the zone. Screen here for Smith. Needs help. Rosequist. Now Anderson. Head fake on the three. Picks up his dribble. Needs some help. This is it down low. Rosequist. Fred. And an offensive foul will be called here as big man Logan Daniels takes a charge. Fred Rosequist picks up his first on the offensive foul there. As checking in for the first time will be Chase Stahlbauer, 6'8" senior for Frankfurt. He'll replace Rosequist.
One thing you're seeing from Frankfurt, how they're attacking the zone, and I just kind of figured this out here in the second quarter, but typically, so what Frankfurt has is basically three guards. They got a low post and then somebody at the high post. Typically, when the ball reverses side to side, they'll reverse it from the wing point to the wing immediately. They're screening the back side of that zone, so the wing is screening down on the bottom side of the zone, bringing the low person out to the wing, and that's how Wes Anderson's gotten open for his three threes in this ballgame.
Oilers with the basketball. Top of the key, Heckley maybe got away with a walk. Guarded by Loizzo, kicks into the corner. Here's Stiles, Camden, inside out. Heckley head fakes on a three. Good closeout that time. Here's Kreich, though. He'll fire another three. He's got his third, and it's 16-11 Central Plains, down by 5 with 4.5 to go in the half.
Boy, Kreich, he averages 15 points a game. Super smooth shot, good elevation, and what they're doing there, Central Plains, they're getting him open on some ball screens.
Straight away three from Anderson, in and out. That was deep. Rebound cleared by Brody Kreitz. Chase Stahlbauer hustling back defensively for the Wildcats. The Kreitz calling out the signals. He's definitely the point man for this squad. As Heckley, he'll fire a three. That's good. And just like that, Central Plains back within two with a 10-point Frankfurt lead. Trim to 2 with 4 minutes to go in the half.
Well, the 3-point shot, the great equalizer, and that's what's going on right now. And Coach Reiner wants to talk things over.
We got to go all the way to half court to get that timeout called. 3:52 to go in the half. Frankfurt 16, Central Plains 14. Back after this timeout here on the Road to Glory on the FSC Sports Radio Network presented by T-Mobile.
We know the scenario. Your Wi-Fi is being shared between two televisions, streaming Netflix, smart devices scattered throughout your home, multiple smartphones, and you have a Zoom meeting you're trying to connect to. Take the frustration out of your Wi-Fi with Blue Valley Technologies' worry-free Wi-Fi service. Our advanced router with a 24/7 support team can help your home network run smoothly. For more information, call 877-876-1228.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back here, United Wireless Arena, Jake and Boz with you. Kurt back in the studio, and it's 16-14 Frankfurt, 3:52 to go in the opening half. And this is an extended now 11-3 run by Central Plains. At the end of the first quarter, it was 13-3 Wildcats, but the Oilers led by Brody Kreitz and Aiden Heckley. Three threes here in this second frame for the Oilers. Wildcats with the basketball here. Out of the timeout by Coach Schreiner. Anderson to the right wing. It's Olsen. Also on the floor is Smith, Rosequist, and Stahlbomber. That's your five for Frankfurt. Stahlbomber at the high post. Kicks it out to Olsen. Skip pass near side to Smith. Dribbles between his legs. High post action. Stahlbomber facing the basket. Needs some help. Now he takes two dribbles and a 3-second violation. Turnover here on Frankfurt. That's number three for the Wildcats. Stahlbomber got stuck in the lane. It was a good pass, good flash to the high post, but once he caught it, kind of got a little antsy. Didn't really know what to do. If he could have just turned and shot it, he would have been open for a good-looking shot, but he just panicked a little bit. Stahlbomber out, Loizzo back in for Frankfurt. That's your five right now. Again, it's Smith, as well as Rosequist, Anderson, Loizzo, and Olsen. Excuse me. Here's a turnover by Central Plains. Reset of your lineup presented by Sabatha Auto Parts. Here's a right lane line drive. Shot rejected by Kreitz, and he's looking to push in transition. Lineup's presented by Sabatha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Sabatha. Kreitz, guarded by Anderson, drives baseline, spins the lane, extra step in the middle of the lane, shot spins out of there, rebound by Tyler Smith.
Boy, what a battle going on between Brody Kreitz and Wes Anderson. Wes Anderson's defending Kreitz man-to-man every time down the court.
Right wing three by Anderson. A little bit short. Rebound cleared here by Central Plains. And a 2:40 to go in the half. It's 16-14 Frankfurt. An 11-3 second quarter right now, though, for Central Plains. Oilers into the front court. Heckley, right wing. Camden Styles will try to join the party for three. And that's a foul on the three-point shot by Wes Anderson. Did not give him space for his landing area. And that's going to send Camden Styles to the line to shoot three. First foul on Wes Anderson here in this game. 13th foul. No fouls on Central Plains yet this entire game. First free throw by Styles is good. He looks to tie this game with the second one coming up. Second one is good as well. When your aunt's Jackie Styles, I'm assuming Grandpa is Pat, probably be a good free throw shooter, yeah?
You would think. I'm sure those all the Styles kids grew up in the gym, taking lots of shots.
Tying it at 16 and giving Central Plains their first lead of the game. It's 17-16 Oilers with the lead by one with 2:25 to go in the half. Now it's a 14-3 second quarter for Central Plains. High post to Loizzo. Wasn't ready for it. Turnover on Frankfurt, number five.
Almost looks like Frankfurt. They're just a little tired right now. Passes are just not as crisp as they were early in the game. They're just trying to kind of fight through this and right the ship.
Top of the key, Heckley with the basketball guarded by Rosequist. Gets the screen now to Kreitz. Back down to Heckley. Head fakes on a jumper. Shot missed. Rebound. Tie up. Possession will go to Frankfurt. Loizzo and Heckley, man, they've been battling all game long.
Yeah.
High-energy players for sure for both sides.
We talked about this from a matchup standpoint. Obviously, Central Plains in the zone, so they're not really having to match up man-to-man. But for Frankfurt, it's a good matchup defensively. There's no big dominating post for Central Plains. Everybody's about the same height out there.
Olsen on the right wing. Now Anderson straight away between the rings. One dribble to the left. Now baseline finds a lane. Loizzo spins on the left block. Head fakes, and they're going to call him for a travel. Turnover number six now on Frankfurt, and I think just one in the first quarter, so that makes it five now here in the second for this Frankfurt Wildcat team, as Wes Anderson says, hey, Lane, here we go.
You start to see the longer this drought goes, you can start to see a little more frustration building on the faces, the body language of Frankfurt.
90 seconds to go in the half. 17-16 Oilers with the lead. Top of the key right now. Now right wing to Styles. He'll fire a three. That's good. Styles is six now in the game, and the largest lead for Central Plains is four. It's 20-16, 1:10 to go in the opening half. A 17-3 second quarter right now for Central Plains.
I think Coach Reiner is probably just biting his lip a little bit. This is a time where you would normally get a timeout. Huge extended run.
How about Anderson stepping through two defenders, banks it home somehow, and he's fouled and will go to the line for two. Scoring drought for Anderson, the entire team, really, in this second frame. That's his first basket. He's a 71% foul shooter, and he gets one here after the foul on
Aiden Heckley. Yeah, Frankfort had only made one basket in this second quarter until that one by Wes Anderson. Anderson now in double figures with 12 to lead the Wildcats, who are back within one now, with 1 minute to go here in the first half. Anderson picking up Kreitz at half court. Man-to-man defense stays intact for the Wildcats. Coming to the right wing it goes. Camden Styles, his pass deflected at the midcourt line, but picked up by Ryland Thiemson. He gets it off to Kreitz on the left wing, 37 seconds to go in the half. Coach Schreiner asks the guys to get out, put on the ball pressure once again. Thiemson on the left wing. Started tightly by Tyler Smith. Gets a screen from Heckley. Ball post free, out of bounds. It'll stay Central Plain basketball. And right now, Coach Schreiner is begging with the official because Heckley maybe extended his leg a little bit setting that screen.
Yeah, they've been running these high ball screens. And when I say high, I'm talking 5-6 feet past the three-point line. Central Plains trying to get downhill off of those screens, but I think Coach Reiner's right. They're getting really close to an illegal screen, just getting the hip and knee into them a little bit too much.
Porter Colvin checks in for Tyler Smith. Final 25 seconds of the opening half. Iowa Community College halftime report coming up here in just a few moments. 20-19 Central Plains with the lead. Big dominant second quarter here for the Oilers. They have the basketball up by one. Kreitz with a right-handed dribble. Gets the screen. Top of the key. Gets switched up on the Wiseau. Trap here from Anderson in the Wiseau. Ball is free. Popped in the air. Picked up by Heckley in the lane. His scoop shot is good. Heckley with five, and that'll end the first half. A near disaster turnover for Central Plains. Turns into a bucket, and the Oilers lead at the half 22-19 after a 19-6 second quarter for the Oilers. We're back after this two-minute timeout for the Highland Community College halftime report. After this, you're listening to the Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
In today's economy, you need a banking partner that understands agriculture. From buying the right equipment to finding the best seed to plant in your fields, Elk State Bank in Seneca knows you're making big decisions. In this part of the country, agriculture is more than just a job, it's a way of life. Stop by Elk State Bank in Seneca and let us be your banking partner. We are here to help you. Visit us online at elkstatebank.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Elmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tech filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to the Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Welcome into the Highland Community College Halftime Report, presented by Highland Community College, online at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, far from jet. Your halftime score here, Central Plains leading Frankfort 22-19 at the break, and a big shift from quarter one to quarter two, as it was 13-3 at the end of one. A big 19-6 second quarter for the Oilers gives them this three-point lead at the break. Jake Spaulding alongside Chris Boswell. Kirk Kilman back at the studios as we've got the Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Game one of five today across our networks. Go to mscsports.net, check the entire schedule, and what game in your area will be on what
radio station. As that first half, we saw differences of basically quarters between those two. As the first quarter, it was hot shooting from Frankfurt. Second quarter, it was hot shooting from Central Plains.
Yeah, it's so interesting with basketball. I love how quickly things can turn, how momentum can shift on a dime. The first quarter, Frankfurt got out quick. Wes Anderson was shooting the ball well, laying the wise though. He's the one that hadn't yet gotten the scoring column. A little bit of a surprise there, but Tyler Smith, he knocked down a couple shots. Fred Rosequist had some. Things were really going well for Frankfurt. And it wasn't that Central Plains was doing anything wrong. They just didn't have any shots fall for him. Almost an exact opposite flip-flop in the second quarter. Frankfurt went ice cold from the field. Their defense was still good. They were putting a lot of pressure on a man-to-man, but the difference from the first to the second quarter was Central Plains just started making shots.
Yeah.
They were taking a lot of the same shots in the first quarter. They just weren't falling for them. And if you're Frankfurt, I'm okay. I mean, we're fine.
Yeah.
We got out early, had a rough second quarter. You're only down by three after that out of a second quarter. So, yeah, you just got to reset, play another half of basketball.
Play another half of basketball. Coach Ryan's going to be talking to his kids right now. Our first half statistics here tonight, Buzz. Leading the way for Frankfurt. I know we got just a handful of kids that have scored for either team right now. But when I look at those first half statistics, shooting percentages, both teams shooting the ball pretty well for the first half as well. The biggest glaring difference, I think, so far is the turnovers. Six turnovers for Frankfurt, four for Central Plains, but that's not really the difference. It's the points off of turnovers. That's a big difference. 8 points off turnovers by Central Plains to just two for the Wildcats.
Yeah, that is a big statistic right there. They haven't Frankfurt hadn't turned it over that much. Six times in the first half,
pretty good.
I would take that as a coach, but it's not like they're throwing that ball out of bounds where it's a dead ball. They're turning it over and leading to transition runouts from Central Plains. So, yeah, that's a big difference. The other thing here that's interesting to me, when you start looking at, talk about shooting the ball a little bit, and we don't have the quarter-by-quarter breakdown, but at half, Central Plains, 36, almost 37% from two. From three, though, they were 5 of 9.
That's good.
56% from three.
Yeah.
Now, you say, yeah, that's good. Frankfurt, on the flip side, 57% from three.
That's also good.
And so what's crazy about it is I almost promise you, without looking at official stats, Frankfurt's 57% was in the first quarter, and then Central Plains' 55% or 56% was basically in the second quarter.
Yeah, Lane Owizo with three threes in the first half, one for Tyler Smith. For Central Plains, three threes from Brody Kreitz, one from Heckley, one from Stiles. What you saw differently in that second quarter, maybe, that you didn't see in the first, Central Plains, I felt like, felt more comfortable from the outside. Brody Kreitz definitely got in rhythm for one thing, but secondly, you saw Stiles and Heckley both really attacking the rack.
Yeah, defensively, Frankfurt has been pretty consistent. First quarter, second quarter with a pressure man defense. The difference was in the first quarter, Central Plains was a little rattled. They didn't execute very well. Settled down in the second quarter. They ran their system. They ran their high screens well. They got more open looks in the second quarter as opposed to the first quarter.
All right, second half keys, Boz, for Frankfurt to get this win and move on to the semifinal round tomorrow to take on top seed Opie.
Here's the thing. I think defensively, if you're Coach Reiner, you want to preach the same thing. Keep playing pressure man defense. That really hasn't been the problem, but you got to stay with your man. You got to communicate on ball screens especially. And every team does it different. You can hedge with your post. You can chase it over the top. You can switch. A lot of options, but you got to make sure you stay with your man on that. Offensively, they're doing a nice job against the zone. It just comes down to taking good shots. I'd like to see them attack the high post area, the middle of the paint a little bit more, but just execute against that zone.
Their halftime score is Central Plains 22, Frankfurt 19. We're back in 3 minutes. Second half gets underway here in 1A Division I boys quarterfinal matchup. It's the Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, is your hometown full-service bank. When you invest locally with the Axtell Branch, you do business with people you know. Your money stays in the community, and your funds are easily accessible. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services provided. State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch. An independently operated facility serving the local community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
Axtell Lumber in Axtell is your lumber and hardware headquarters, no matter the size of your project. They give free estimates and work on machine sheds and horse and cattle shelters. Got house repair questions? Let the experts at Axtell Lumber find you the answers.
Building a new home or remodeling your current one can be stressful. Allow Chris Leards at Hilltop Creations in Baileyville to make part of your project a little less stressful by helping with your cabinet, countertop, and onyx needs. Chris will meet with you to find out what style and preferences you have, then create a custom 3D drawing of your project to allow you to visualize the completed area, and can also install the items for you to make the process as simple as possible. Call Chris at 785-294-1875 for a free quote and drawings today. Again, that number is 785-294-1875.
When you shop, dine, and bank locally, your money doesn't evaporate to some corporate office across the country. Instead, it is reinvested back into your community. Here at First Heritage Bank, we make it a priority to give back to the local communities we serve through contributions to local healthcare facilities, sponsoring school activities and organizations, as well as volunteering at community events, just to name a few. You can count on us, and we are thankful for your business. First Heritage Bank is an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Second half action now. A Central Plant moving now right to left across your dial. Frankfurt from left to right. Jake and Boz with you. Kirk coming back in the studio. Nice deflection by Carter Olson and a turnover here by Central Plains. They're fifth in the game. Jake and Boz with you. Again, Kirk in the studio. Frankfurt trailing 22-19 to Central Plains as we begin second half action. Olson with Anderson, Loizo, also Smith and Rosequist in the game for the Wildcats, and they turn it back over trying to get it into Rosequist, but it's poked free by Daniels. Starting five, Krytek, Lee, Stiles, Doty, and Daniels in for the Oilers. Resetting of your lineups presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Sabetha. Here's Kreitz with the left-handed dribble, cut off by Anderson. Daniels hits the deck hard, picked up, though, on the far side by Stiles. Man-to-man continues to be the defensive strategy here for Coach Schreiner and Frankfurt. Stiles with the left-handed dribble, gives it off near side. Doty drives in the right elbow, kicks it out. This will be Kreitz, a three. That's no good. Rebound ripped out by Big Fred Rosequist. Again, 6 foot two by the man. He elevates and clears that glass with ease.
Yeah, did a nice job of boxing out and going after that board.
Smith, baseline drive, and he's fouled. It will go to the line for two. You like seeing the aggressiveness there by Tyler Smith. Now just a 53% foul shooter, but you're seeing that. We saw this in the first quarter, Boz, the drive and kick opportunities against this zone. That time Smith goes to the line for two.
Yeah, we didn't see it a lot, and that's probably something I should have talked about as far as keys to the second half. Being a little more aggressive, not settling for threes against that zone, attacking the gaps off the bounce.
Smith misses the first. One more coming here. If statistics reign true, this will be a made free throw from Smith to get the Cats within two. Minute 15 gone off this third quarter clock, and it is true. Man, stats don't lie, Boz. 53% foul shooter. He goes 1 for 2 from the line. It's 22-20 Oilers here with 6:40 to go in the third. Bringing it across the timeline, moving right to left is Brody Kreitz. Gives it off to Doty. Now Daniels, right wing. Stiles will fire a three off the back heel. No rebound. Tapped around, and Heckley has it. Maybe travels in the lane, but able to scoop it off the window and through. He took about maybe 4 steps. He kind of looked like Steve McCailey from a few years back right there.
Easy, buddy. He didn't take as many steps as McCailey did, but he definitely took more than he was supposed to.
Loizo trying to get on the scoreboard. That shot missed. Rebound by
Olsen, and his shot rejected by Heckley. Quickly at the floor. Here's Stiles in the lane. His shot, no. A foul will be called here first. And Coach Schreiner and the Frankfort faithful not happy right now with this call on Fred Rosequist. Yeah, here's the deal. I probably would have called a foul on Rosequist because he was moving. The player tried to do a jump step beside him. He's just awkward. So that doesn't bother as much. That's going to be a foul there, though. Rosequist, a little frustration, ran right through the screen from Heckley. Heckley trying to screen him, and yeah, Rosequist now is going to be picking up his third foul. Two fouls. Well, no time is running off the clock. 6:05 to go here in the third. That's going to force Coach Schreiner to bring in 6'8" big man Chase Stahlbomber back into the game for the second time. Oilers trigger it into Heckley, top of the key. He's guarded tightly by Lane Loizzo. Loizzo gives it up. Now right wing. Good close out there by Tyler Smith, not letting Kreitz get a three up. Tapping the top of his head is Brody Kreitz as he stands with the basketball 38 feet away from the basket. Picks up his dribble. Needs help. Heckley. Maybe got away with a little bit of a push off there against Loizzo, but they get it off to Kreitz. Now Kreitz on the right wing. Step back three. Banks it in. Wow.
It's tough when kind of throw up an ugly shot, and it banks in off the glass.
27-20 now. Central Plains, the lead by seven, their largest of the game. Timeout, Coach Schreiner. 5:27 to go. Frankfort down by seven. We're back after this here on 92.1 KMZA.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC Eagle Housing Lender.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
The guarantees expressed in the standard based on the claims paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Out of the Coach Schreiner timeout, Frankfort with the basketball, down 27-25-10 to go here in the third. Here's Loizzo, finally in the scoreboard. Nice baseline drive, banks at home, and a great set play out of the timeout, Bob.
Yeah, and I think that's going to be key for Frankfort. Get Loizzo going, try to find a way to get him some shots. The thing I like about it best, though, they reverse the ball one side to the next side, then went to the short corner. There's a big advantage against that 2-3 zone at the short corner.
Down low to Heckley, guarded by Loizzo, tries to spin on the block, slides his foot, gets away with a walk once again. And now double team here on the left block, top of the key to Stiles. They reset through the Oilers. Guarded by Olsen, top of the key now to Kreitz. Coming out to guard him is Smith. Tyler's drawn that tough task here today. Smith gets crossed over. Baseline drive, Stiles left his feet, Lance gives it off. Down low, Daniel spins in the lane over Olsen off the window, no. Rebound fought for, coming away with it, Carter Olsen, and he gets it off to Tyler Smith. Scrum underneath the basket that time, Bosma the Cavs able to collect.
Boy, this game has gotten very, very physical here in this third quarter. A lot of times you see things tighten up in the second half, but boy, they're letting them play.
Olsen, top of the key here for the Wildcats, down by five. 4 minutes gone by, 4 minutes to go here in quarter number three. Here's Smith to Olsen. Now on the right wing it goes. Anderson skips it left wing now to Tyler Smith. Double team comes. Top of the key now to Olsen. He looks at Coach Schreiner. They reset. Anderson feet set right wing. Three, they need it, and they get it. His fourth three of the game, and it's 27-22. Plains lead down to two.
Boy, deep three from Wes Anderson. You know, we haven't seen him shoot the ball here for, you know, towards the end of the second quarter, most of this third quarter. He just hadn't got shot.
27-25. I need to correct. I said 22. That was a big three there by Anderson. Here's top of the key. Stiles trying to respond, and he does.
Boy, set play that time, and here's the problem. Frankfort's getting stuck underneath the basket. They're running a screen where it comes straight down the lane. The shooter comes right up the top of the key. Defenders for Frankfort just getting behind on it.
Anderson trying to respond. No. Rebound, though. for the Wildcat. That's Stahlbomber. Nice fight underneath the basket. Olsen, his shot. Nobody's fouled. And we'll go to the line for two. Big credit there to Chase Stahlbomber down low. Able to collect that rebound and reset for the Wildcat.
Yeah, nice job. Stahlbomber, you mentioned he's the biggest guy on the court right there. Fought for that offensive rebound. Got his team an extra possession.
Olsen will go to the line to shoot a pair. 39% on the season. First free throw rattles home. This is where I do not want statistics to tell the story, Boz.
Let's not. I tell you what, from yesterday to today, I kind of noticed this yesterday. A lot of the free throws, they're soft rims here in Dodge City. A lot of times you'll see it hit a piece of the rim and kind of careem off. These just bounce around and fall in a lot of the times.
Second toss from the senior. That's off the back heel, no. Rebound to Heckley. 30-26 Central Plains, 3:10 to go in this third frame. Central Plains led by as many as 7. Frankfurt's led by as many as 10. Into the near corner, Stiles, feet set for a 3. Wow. His third 3 of the ball game, and the sophomore shooter averages 9 a game. He's got 12, and it's a 7-point lead once again for the Oilers.
That's 8 3-pointers in the ball game for Central Plains.
Anderson gets the ball left wing, drives in, floater, no. Rebound, pop 4, and taken by Central Plains. 2:40 to go here in this third frame. Again, still no Fred Rosequist on the floor because he's got 3 personal fouls. I beg your pardon. He just checked back in at the last dead ball. Stiles into the right corner. It goes. Heckley. Bodies hit the deck. On the right wing now. 3 on the way by Seamson is short. Rebound by Rosequist back into the game for the Wildcats. Rosequist, Anderson, Olsen, Loizo, and Smith. Resetting your lineup here presented by Forever Auto Parts. Corner 3 by Smith on the way. Short. Rebound. Ripped down Seamson for Central Plains, and Kreitz wants to push. Brody in the middle of the lane. Elevates over Wes Anderson. Shot missed. Rebound. Rosequist once again. Big Fred making a big presence. Under 2 to go here in the third now. Frankfurt needs a bucket. Olsen travels with it. And that's not going to be one that Coach Schreiner and the people in red are going to appreciate.
Sometimes broadcasting radio, we just tell you what happens on the court. There was a lot of contact. Olsen tried to jump stop. He got hit while he was in the air, but he still landed strong and got rid of the ball. So I'm not sure where that travel came from. But as we mentioned, it's starting to get pretty physical out there.
Minute 45 to go. 33-26 Central Plains with the lead and the basketball. Here's Camden Stiles. He's really had a big-time second half here for the Oilers. Ball poked free. But Tyler Smith's going to pick up the foul. That's going to be his third as he's trying to close out on Brody Kreitz. Team's fourth here in the frame. Not that I... As the entry pass goes down to Heckley, guarded by Rosequist. Now in the lane, and a... Oh, my goodness. We got another foul here on Frankfurt. And that's going to be called on Tyler Smith, and that's going to be his fourth.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of at a loss because it's been relatively consistent in the first half. They were letting him play, but there was only like 6 fouls in the entire first half, and now all of a sudden they're letting him play on one end. On the other end, you touch him, you're getting called for a foul.
9-3, the foul disparity right now in favor of Central Plains. In the lane, here's Kreitz, Euro step, shot, yes. 35-26, largest lead of 9 now for Central Plains. 1:20 to go in the third quarter. Frankfurt's got to settle in here offensively and get a bucket just to kind of calm this storm a little bit.
Yeah, what you're seeing, Central Plains in this zone, they're extending it really far out on the top of the zone, and then the bottom two on the zone are really wide. Again, we talked at halftime, trying to attack the middle of that zone.
Loizo, baseline drive, count the basket, and one. Heckley picks up his second. He tried to take the charge, and the displeasure of Coach Ryan for Central Plains. But Loizo gets the bucket, his second of the game. We'll go to the line for an and-one opportunity. A much-needed basket for the Cats. Lane's extra toss is true. He's got 5, and the lead is 35-29. Extended pressure now, full-court man-to-man by Frankfurt. 50 seconds to go in the third. Kreitz breaks the timeline. Anderson on him. Left wing to Seamson, guarded by Loizo. Dribbles it with the right hand back between the ring. Coach Schreiner, both hands on both knees. Begging for some defense here. 35 seconds to go. extending out the pressure. The five count has started. Kreitz dribbles it right in front of us here on the near sideline. Needs some help. Now he gives it off to Steamson, who gives it right back to Brody. 21 seconds to go here in the third. 35-29 Central Plains. Anderson on the ball pressure. The five count has got to four before he got rid of it. 8 seconds to go. Here's Stiles. Now Heckley. 5 seconds. Stiles shoots a three. That's short. Rebound underneath the basket. Put back. No, we've reached the end of the third quarter. With your score, Central Plains 35. They outscore the Wildcats in the frame by a count of 13-10. As it's 35-29 at the end of three. Fourth quarter action coming up next here in this 1A D1 boys quarterfinal matchup. Oilers by six here on 92.1 KMZA.
The new way to stay connected while on the go. Giant Mobile from Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Bringing you reliable, affordable, and locally backed mobile phone service powered by America's most reliable network. As your trusted broadband provider, we've expanded to meet all of your connectivity needs for just $30 per month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Take the next step in simplifying your life with exceptional value. Learn more at giantcomm.net. Giant Communications and JBN Telephone. Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Rinkus Cattle Company of Holton is having their 2025 private treaty bull sale going on now. Call or text 785-845-5272, or you can visit rinkuscattle.com. 34 Angus yearlings and 31 Angus fall bulls with the same proven genetics, the same proven performance, and the same proven profitability. Don't miss the 2025 private treaty bull sale at Rinkus Cattle Company in Holton. For info or an appointment, call or text 785-845-5272.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Start of the fourth quarter, Frankfurt with the basketball. Carter Olson in the right corner with the left-handed dribble, top of the key. Anderson down low. Kick out, Olson, right corner three, in and out. Rebound ripped down to Stiles for Central Plains. Taking Boz with you, Kurt back in the studio. It's Anderson, Loizzo, Rosequist, as well as Olsen, and in the game is Porter Colvin because of four fouls on Tyler Schmidt. Here's Colvin with a pocket pick. Now a layup opportunity after the steal. Layup too strong. Put back though by Loizzo as he cleans it up. Loizzo now with seven. Resetting your lineup presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Sabetha, Kansas. Great hustle by Loizzo on the breakaway layup. A lot of times you'll see guys just kind of jogging behind the play. He hustled down. Plays up the boards. Man, nearly a travel right there. And now we got a foul that's going to be called on Wes Anderson. That's going to be his second. And the Frankfurt faithful at this point in this ballgame, boss, 7:04 to go, just not happy with the way that things are being called out there on the floor.
And it's the inconsistency, sorry, that is frustrating right now for Frankfurt. There's been two or three travel calls against or not called against Central Plains, and on the flip side, Frankfurt's got called for a couple that you got to kind of shake your head at.
7:01 to go in the ballgame, 35-31 Central Plains. Oilers with the lead and the basketball. Triggering it into Daniels. One dribble, needs help, gets it off to Heckley, looking to drive baseline, and has his ball post free and out of bounds with a turnover on Central Plains, their seventh of the game. Great dig down that time by Lane Loizzo as Fred Rosequist was blocking him off from the lane.
Yeah, they had the switch. Rosequist ended up on Heckley, did a nice job of holding his ground, and then quick hands, just reached in there and knocked the three.
Anderson, right wing, now in the corner, goes to Colvin, back to Olsen, swings it left wing to Anderson, can't get the three off, it closed out by Stiles. Now on the right wing, it's Olsen, left wing, Anderson, deep left wing, three, bounces off the rim, no, rebound, fought for it, loose on the deck, it'll be a jump ball, tie up possession to Central Plains. Colvin, man, I tell you, he's been a spark plug off this bench for Frankfurt. In there for that rebound, and gets tied up, as back in the game will be Tyler Smith replacing Colvin. And into the game for Central Plains is Peyton Doty. He replaces Logan Daniels. So it's Doty, Steamson, Heckley, Stiles, Kreitz for Central Plains. Anderson, Loizzo, Olsen, Smith, Rosequist for Frankfurt. Resetting your lineup once again. By Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Sabetha. Full court man-to-man here being applied by Frankfurt. And a travel here. No, it's going to be a push-off by Wes Anderson, says the official. That's his third. So Anderson with three, four on Smith, three on Rosequist, one on Loizzo. Whereas Central playing three guys with just one personal foul. Colvin back in. Smith will go out. A little defense for offense, I think. Strategy going to have to be the rest of the way here with Smith. Heckley will trigger it in from the midcourt line. Loizzo guarding the inbound, gets it into Kreitz in the backcourt. 6:20 to go in this one. Four-point lead for the Oilers. They led by as many as eight. Frankfurt's led by as many as 10. Loizzo nearly knocked it free from Heckley out to Kreitz. Check that. That's Stiles. Now over to Seamson. Gets a screen from Heckley. Now top of the key, Kreitz. Into the corner it comes. To Stiles, right-handed dribble. Dribbles all the way around the lane to the right lane line. Picks up his dribble. Now he's stuck. Needs some help. Gets Heckley in the right corner. Guarded by Loizzo. 5:53 to go in this one. Heckley going down baseline. Pocket pick. Picks it up. Outside Seamson. A long two on the way. Spins home. Oh, they counted a three. And a timeout here as Seamson is his first three of the game. And a timeout for Central Plains. It's 38-31, 5:42 to go in this ball game. We'll take a short break, 30 seconds back after this, to 1AD1 Boys Basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back here in Dodge City as United Wireless Arena, the Heights, the host for this 1A Division I Boys State Tournament quarterfinal matchup here, round one. Central Plains leading Frankfurt 38-31. Out of the Oilers timeout, Jacob Boz with you, Kurt Kilman back at the studios. Franklin with the basketball down low to Rosequist. Nice give and go. Layup, no. Missed by Colvin. And Rosequist tries to get it back again. And he fights for the rebound. Jump ball. Possession stays with Frankfurt.
You know, here's the thing right now at this point in the game. And you can tell, obviously, there's a lot of frustration on the side of Frankfurt. But just nothing's going their way. It's a pivotal moment right now. There's plenty of time in the ball game. 5:26 left. You're only down by seven.
Keep in mind, too, also, Central Plains in this ball game, Boz, has hit 9 3-pointers. Olsen, top of the key. Anderson trying to get one here, and he does. Wes Anderson, a big triple right there. He's got 5 threes in the game. He has 18 points, and it's a 38-34 Central Plains lead with 5:10 to go.
Yeah, plenty of time left in this ball game. They just need to get a couple good stops right here and then have some success on the other offensive side of the floor.
Stiles with the basketball, guarded by Olsen. Gets it off to Brody Kreitz, guarded by Wes Anderson. Under 5 to go in this contest. Kreitz with a right-handed dribble. Needs some help. Screen comes. Goes right lane line. Dishes it off in the middle of the lane. Seamson his layup. No. Rebound. Oh, but a foul will be called here on Frankfurt. Pretty loud in here. You can't really even hear the whistle when it does blow. Porter Colvin's going to pick up the personal and send Peyton Doty, the 6'2" junior, to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, Porter Colvin, he jumped up trying to get the block. He swung pretty hard at it. Coach Reiner saying, hey, don't swing. Just get your arms up. Make him adjust the shot.
Doty's first free throw off the rim. No. Junior averages 4 points a game. No points in this one thus far. Hit 9 3-pointers, 27 of 38. Coming from behind the arc for the Oilers. Second free throw is good. 5-point lead for Central Plains. 4:48 to go in this one. I feel like buckets need to happen here, yeah. Smith, corner three. Yes!
I think that's where Frankfurt's going to have some success because that zone from Central Plains is so high, the corners are open.
Central Plains lead is two after Tyler Smith's second three of the game. The Wildcat faithful come to their feet. They get for some defense here, and we're going to have a foul on Carter Olsen. And Coach Schreiner is beside himself. That's the 14th foul. Olsen's just his first personal. And, again, it's all around when Heckley is setting a screen. These Wildcats try to get through that screener here in this ball game. So no more fouls to give. Into the lane. Seamson, Euro step off the window. No, Olsen, backside rebound for the Cavs. They can tie or take the lead here. 4:20 to go in the ball game. Olsen drives in the lane, needs help, kicks it out. Right wing, Anderson for the lead, a three off the rim, no. Rebound, Carter Olsen, though, in the corner for the Cats. Olsen skips it over into the corner. Three on the way. This is Colvin. Too strong. Olsen with the backside rebound for the Wildcats. Keeps it alive. Baseline drive. Through to the defender. Shot off the window. Yes, but a foul prior to.
Absolutely great effort from Carter Olsen there. Two offensive boards in that possession. Just a beast on the glass. Three fouls now in the game for Aiden Heckley. He has three of the five this entire game for Central Plains. That brings back in Logan Daniels and a timeout for Frankfort. 39-37. The Cats are scratching their way back into this one. 3:57 to go in the ball game. We're back in 30 seconds here on the Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile.
In basketball, a strong defense wins championships. In business, a strong cybersecurity defense keeps you in the game. Hackers are always looking for an easy steal. That's why Nextech runs a full-court press with our managed IT services. From device management to endpoint protection, we help you keep cyber threats from making a fast break on your business. Don't let your data get dunked on. Lock down your network with Nextech Managed IT Solutions. Visit next-tech.com to start playing championship-level defense today.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Better timeout. Jacob Buzz with you. Frankfort with the basketball down 39-37. Anderson triggers it in. Left wing now. Three on the way by Smith. Got the hot hand in the second half, and he hits another one. Tyler Smith just gives the Cat a one-point lead, and then we've got a foul underneath the basket on Central Plains. And that's going to be on Aiden Heckley.
Yeah,
that'll be his third. I had him for three already, but that's just his third. So Frankfort with the basketball after hitting the big three. Smith gets the entry. Frankfort by one. Anderson left wing. Trying to extend it to four. Too strong. Rebound. Fought for. Loose on the deck. Picked up by Frankfort. Ball knocked away. It's still free and it's thrown out of bounds. It'll be Central Plains basketball.
That was a heads up play by Logan Daniels from Central Plains. The ball was loose on the ground. A scrum. Bodies everywhere. Somebody from, I think it was Fred Roquist for Frankfort, was laying out of bounds. Central Plains player picked it up and just threw it on top of him out of bounds.
And here, you catch this. 3:38 to go. Frankfort with their first lead, Vaz, since the second quarter when it started, pretty much. Central Plains led by as many as eight here in this fourth quarter. It's a one-point Frankfort lead now. Central Plains to the basketball. 3:30 to go on this one. Oilers into the front court with Steveson on the left wing. Off to Daniels between the rings. Picks up his dribble, needs some help. Needs a lot of help. Bounce pass goes to Kreitz at the right elbow. Spins in the lane. Ball not free. Picked up by Anderson. Turnover on the Oilers at eight. Up the court. Here's Colvin. Porter right back to Anderson. In transition, a three. It's good! Wes Anderson puts the Cats up by four with 3:04 to go.
In transition, Wes Anderson got the ball up the court quickly to Porter Smith. Porter Colvin.
Timeout Central Plains. It's 43-39 Frankfort. 2:57 to go. We're back after this timeout on the Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you been thinking about your future? Now more than ever is the perfect time to start planning. Here at United Bank and Trust, we're committed to helping you secure your financial future. That's why we're offering individual retirement accounts, or IRAs. With our flexible options, we will help find a plan that works for you. Don't wait for tomorrow. Plan for a future today with United Bank and Trust. Visit your local branch or our website today. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
2:57 to go in this one. Jacob Voss with you. Kurt back in the studios. And a big run here by the Cats. They lead it now 43-39 after an 8-point lead by the Oilers earlier in this frame. Big Wes Anderson three. Big Tyler Smith threes. And the Cats on the defensive side now up by four. Central Plains with the basketball in the backcourt. It's Brody Kreitz. The Frankfort faithful continuing to lead their team. Asking for more defense here. It's Colvin. Loizzo, Rosequist, Olson, and Anderson for the Wildcats. Resetting your lineup presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Sabetha, and a foul will be called here on Lane Loizzo in a game that has been extremely aggressive and extremely tight defensively. That might have been the most touchy foul, I guess I should say, we've seen in this game. But that's going to be Loizzo's second. The biggest thing here, Boz, that's the bonus the rest of the way for Central Plains.
Yeah, it could be a factor in this game. 2:40 left, and Central Plains will be shooting free throws, shooting two with every foul.
Going to send Brody Christ to the line for two. First one is good. The sophomore, Boz, hasn't scored in quite some time. Got 15 in the game now, his per game average. Out goes Colvin, back in Tyler Smith for the Wildcats. Second free throw is good as well. 43-41 Wildcats, 2:40 to go in this ball game. Coach Schreiner calls out the signals. Olson brings it across the timeline. Left wing to Anderson. Back to Olson between the rings. Holds it with one hand. Frankfurt content with throwing things up here on the offensive side. Olson extended all the way back out to half court. Left side. Now it goes to Anderson. 2:15 to go in this contest. Anderson loses his dribble, gets it back. Entry pass, ball knocked away. Picked up, though, by Rosequist. A lot of contact. And Coach Schreiner begging for a timeout, finally gets it with 2:07 to go in this ball game.
Coach Schreiner, he's pleading. It's right in front of the sideline official there. Two guys on Frankfurt's guy just getting hit on the arm there. They're just not calling anything.
We'll keep it right here, Kurt, here. I know we've got a ton to get to, but 2:07 to go in this ball game, 43-41. Coach Schreiner gets the timeout. Frankfurt retains the possession. You're seeing Frankfurt kind of extend now against this zone by Central Plains and kind of slowing the game down.
Yeah, they're slowing it down a little bit. And I think what they're trying to do is get Central Plains to really extend that zone. I saw Coach Schreiner yelling high post. When you extend that zone, you can move a player up. Fred Roquist, he started to flash to the high post. That's where the big gap is. So might be trying to just extend the zone and attack the middle a little more.
So 2:07 out of the timeout. It'll be Smith, Anderson, Olson, Loizzo with Rosequist. Resetting your lineups presented by Sabetha Auto Parts, your Napa Auto Parts dealer in Sabetha. Anderson with it now, 10 on the right wing. Dribbles to the middle, kicks it out to Smith. Leave offense here by Frankfurt. Olson loses a handle on it. Ball on the deck, picked up though by Loizzo. Top of the key, resetting to Anderson. 1:50 to go in this one. Now a tight on the ball pressure and a foul here on Brody Kreitz. Just his third team foul here in the quarter. So one more to give here for Central Plains as Coach Michael Ryan tells his defense they got to extend out now.
And this is one of the, it's kind of a interesting game plan here late for Coach Schreiner. Just under 2 minutes left in this ball game, and they're basically in a stall. It's a three-man weave about 45 feet away from the basket.
Connor Olson with a right-handed dribble to the right elbow. Dribbles it back out with the left hand now. Steamson comes out on him, gives it off to Anderson, who dribbles to the left wing. Now we'll switch to his right, top of the key now. Extend it out. It's Carter Olson, 1:30 to go in this ballgame. Olson into the lane. Foul will be called prior to the shot on the floor. So it'll be inbounded underneath the basket here for Frankfurt. Foul called on Central Plains, and that's going to be on Ryland Steamson. That's his first. Team's fourth, though. So both teams, the final 1:28, a whistle against them and the other team shooting free throws. Anderson to trigger underneath the Wildcat basket here. West gets it into Rosequist. Off the window. No, swatted away. Picked up, though, by Frankfurt. They'll back things out here with a minute 20 to go in this ballgame. West Anderson guarded by Stiles, and then a foul here by Stiles, and that's from 40 feet away from the basket. We'll send West Anderson to the free throw line, Boz, for two.
And now it becomes a three throw shooting competition.
1:19 to go in the ball game. Anderson to the line for two. First one on the way. Spins home. 22 in the game now for West.
Both these teams in this game have been very good from the foul line. Only one miss from Central Plains. Only one miss, two misses from Frankfurt.
Colvin comes in, Smith goes out. Second toss from West is short, and the broadcaster James holds true for you, buddy. And then we got a foul here on Anderson as he was trying to tie up that rebound. That's going to send Brody Kreitz to the line for two. Only 2 seconds comes off the clock, and Anderson picks up his fourth.
And those are ones you hate to see. You're 85 feet away from the basket. Coach Schreiner looked at Wes Anderson. Hey, just you're okay. Just got to be smart with what we're doing.
So Kreitz to the line for two with 1:17 to go. 3-point lead here for the Wildcats. It's 44-41. Kreitz's first free throw is good. Seventeen in the game for Kreitz. He's 3 for 3 from the line so far here tonight, with one more upcoming here as Colvin will go out, back in Tyler Smith for Frankfurt. 44-42, Wildcats with the lead. Second free throw is short, and fight for the rebound. Olsen has it momentarily. It's a scrum. If it's a jump ball, it's Central Plains basketball. And it is a jump ball. Possession will go to the Oilers.
A great hustle by both teams. It was like a hot potato. Nobody could get two hands on the ball.
Colvin comes in. Smith will go back out. Again, defense for offense here with those four fouls by Smith. So Central Plains with 1:12 to go has the basketball underneath their own basket, down by two. Again, every foul puts the Oilers at the free throw line. Kreitz trying to trigger it in, does so. Back to Brody in the corner, trying to drive baseline. Splits the defenders. Layup is good. Tied now at 44 with 60 seconds to go in this ballgame. Anderson into the front court, gets a screen from the Wiseau. Now right corner, it goes to Olsen, who dribbles it back out to the timeline. Frankfurt, they hold for one final shot here, Boz. The Oilers look like they're content with kind of letting them hold it.
Yeah, it looks like Frankfurt, they've got some timeouts left here, so Coach Reiner might be wanting to get this down. About 15 seconds, if Central Plains will let them do it.
One timeout remaining for Frankfurt. Three for Central Plains. Wiseau. Now Olsen dribbles into the right elbow. We'll dribble it back out now and get back to Anderson. 25 seconds to go in this game. We're tied at 44. Olsen drives into the lane. Kicks the left wing. Wiseau head fakes on a three. Drives in. Kicks it out. Anderson head fakes on a three. 15 seconds left. Now Wiseau left wing. That's things back out. Timeout here by Frankfurt. With 12 seconds to go in this ball game, we'll step aside briefly here. Tied at 44, 12 seconds remaining. You're listening to The Road to Glory here on 92.1 KMZA, presented by Giant Mobile.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
This is Kyle Edwards with JVN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Go, Jake.
Back here in United Wireless Arena. We're nervous here as broadcasters. I can't imagine the people in red how they're feeling right now as well. 12 seconds to go. Jacob Boss with you. Kurt Kilman back at the studio. Frankfurt with the basketball out of the timeout. Smith gets it into Olsen. 10 seconds to go in this ballgame. Olsen with a right-handed dribble. Gets the screen. Top of the key. Kicks it on the right corner. And it's a travel. A turnover here by Frankfurt as Olsen took an extra step. And timeout Central Plains with 6.7 seconds to go. Olsen tried to drive into the lane. A double team came. He tried to split the defenders and kick. Took an extra step. And so at three-quarters court, Central Plains has 6 seconds to operate.
It's a tough break for Frankfurt. You got it exactly where you want it. 12 seconds left. You get the timeout, set up a play. It looked like they were trying to run Wes Anderson down the lane and then out on the weak side. And then Olsen was going to drive the lane and kick out to Anderson. That's what it looked like. But Olsen just... He did travel. He just took that extra step trying to get the pass to West.
44-44, your score. Jake and Boz hanging out with you in Dodge City, United Wireless Arena. Could you ask for a better ball game between two teams? Again, a 4-5 seed matchup. The Wildcats from the TBL, the Oilers from the Central Prairie League. Here we go. Salizo, Anderson, Olsen, Smith, Rosequist on the floor for
Frankfurt. If you're Frankfurt right now, you don't want to give up anything going to the basket. Make him get in the backcourt. Kreis gets across the timeline, 3 seconds. They'll actually stop it with 4 seconds, and a timeout here by Central Plains. And everybody in red, as there was an extra step, and they get the timeout away to the coach, Coach Ryan. And Coach Schreiner is asking, okay, where's this going to be at? But only 2 seconds off the clock, Boz. They went from three-quarters court to the front court. Now Coach has an opportunity to draw something up offensively.
Yeah, that's a heads-up play. They advanced the ball into the front court. Now it's a little more manageable, and I would I don't know. If you're Coach Ryan, you've got a hot player tonight, Brody Kreis. I mean, he's just absolutely gone off. The other one's Camden Stiles. If you're drawing something up here from a sideline out-of-bounds play, there's a ton of things you can run, but you might run a shooter along the baseline to the corner, try to get it into them with just 4 seconds left. He's got time to maybe shot fake, drive to the basket. It doesn't have to be an immediate catch and shoot.
4 seconds to go again. Any fouls will send Central Plains to the line. You mentioned Kreis. He's got 19 in the game. Stiles with 12, but those two combined have hit 7 threes in this game. For the Oilers, it will be Stiles. Joining him will be Seamson as well as Heckley. Kreis, and throwing it will be Doty. For Frankfurt, it's Rosequist, Olsen, Paizo, Anderson, and Smith. Resetting your lineups by Sabetha Auto Parts and Napa Auto Parts dealers.
Such a plan set up. Here comes Stiles along the baseline.
Doty triggering Heckley. 2 seconds to go. Heckley, left lane line drive, spins the lane. No shot. We're going to overtime. Tied at 44. We got to step aside for more basketball. 4 minutes on the clock. And we'll be back after this brief break. Frankfurt hangs on to force overtime. It's 44-44. We're back after this one-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle. Your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is Kyle Edwards with JBN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back to your United Wireless Arena. Overtime. Put 4 minutes on the clock. We're tied at 44, Frankfurt and Central Plains. Jake and Boz with you back in the studio, Kirk Hillman. We'll get you to Colby here after a while for actual boys, but we got 4 more minutes here and a big thing to note, Boz. Anderson with 4 fouls, Tyler Smith with 4 fouls for Frankfurt. Nobody in foul trouble for Central Plains.
Yeah, that could be a big factor as you start moving into this overtime period. If Wes Anderson picks up his fourth or fifth foul or Tyler Smith, yeah, it's going to be a tough blow for him.
Changes the entire dynamic. So starting out overtime, it'll be Loizzo, Smith, Olsen, Rosequist, and Anderson. Same five, Kreis, Eckley, Stiles, Doty, and Seamson on the floor for the Oilers. Resetting your lineups, presented by Sabetha Auto Parts and Napa Auto Parts dealer. Jumping it up here, and it's going to be won by Central Plains. Eckley able to get it to Kreis, and we started overtime. Moving right to left, still are the Oilers. Man-to-man defense continues here for the Wildcats. Near side, right in front of us, Seamson, guarded by Smith with those 4 fouls. Now Heckley on the right wing into the corner. It goes back down low to Heckley. Knocked out of bounds off of Rosequist. It'll stay Oiler basketball.
Nice job by Rosequist right there. Central Plains, they were running the ball screens, and that time Heckley flipped the screen and went straight to the basket. Rosequist did not fall for it.
Heckley spins in the lane, trying to step through off the window with the left hand. It's good. First time we really see a power move by Heckley down low. 3:30 to go in overtime. 46-44. Central Plains with the lead. Down low it goes. Rosequist
spinning in the lane. And then a foul, offensive foul, will be called here on Rosequist. That'll be his fourth. Player control foul, so no free throws. They do extend into overtime. Both teams shooting the bonus the rest of the way. So four now on Rosequist, four on Smith, four on Anderson. Smith goes out. Back in is Porter Colvin for Frankfurt. Heckley to trigger it in for Central Plains. Full court pressure being applied here by the Wildcats. Loizzo trying to reach in on Kreitz. Kreitz able to get away from it. Heckley setting a screen at the timeline. Kreitz behind the back dribble. Loizzo goes for a steal. Kreitz able to spin away from it. Now in the left corner goes Steamson. Top of the key, Heckley. Heckley guarded by Loizzo. Kicks it in the right corner. Head taking on three. Styles jumps into the lane. Kicks it back out. Now Heckley on the right wing. Extended under 3 minutes to go in overtime. 2-point lead for Central Plains. Heckley out to Steamson. Started by Colvin. Now gets off to Kreitz. About 45 seconds off the clock on this possession.
Well, this is overtime. It's the fastest 4 minutes in history. We're almost halfway through it. And Central Plains very content just to run offense with a 2-point lead.
Kreitz picks up his dribble. Gets it to Styles in the right corner. Styles, and then reaching in there is Loizzo. Going to put Styles at the line for a couple free throws. Third on Loizzo. Styles, 3 for 3 so far tonight. Frankfurt was up by 4, about a minute and a half to go in regulation. Styles hits the first free throw. One more coming up here. It's a 3-point Oiler lead. Back into the game is Smith. He replaces Colvin for Frankfurt. Styles, one more free throw coming up here, and it's good. 4-point lead here for Central Plains. 2:33 to go in overtime. Frankfurt looking for the first basket in overtime. Loizzo, left wing to Smith. Down low to Rosequist. Nice give and go to Loizzo. Loses the handle on it, but he's fast and will go to the line for two. 1 for 1 at the line so far tonight for the senior.
It's a good opportunity, good play there. Lane Loizzo, pass the ball to the wing, back door cut straight down the lane. Nice job attacking the rim by Loizzo.
That was on Brody Kreitz, his third. First one from Loizzo off the back iron. .48-44 Central Plains with 2:22 to go in overtime. One more free throw here for Lane. Loizzo's toss is short. Rebound Kreitz for Central Plains.
I would imagine Central Plains just is going to run offense here for as long as they can and force Frankfurt to foul.
Styles on the right wing. Dribbles it back out towards the timeline. Gives it off to Kreitz now. Coach Schreiner begging for the defense to come out and extend. Screen set. Kreitz in the lane. Euro step. Foul on the shot. They're going to count the basket and one. Brody Kreitz fouled on the play there by Frankfurt. And that's going to be on Carter Olson, his second. 2:02 to go in this contest. It's now 50-44 Central Plains, a 6-point lead.
Still a lot of time. I mean, 2 minutes left in this ballgame.
But you can kind of see the body language shifting here. The Loizzo goes out. Free throw is good. 2 minutes to go in this one. 51-44, we're in overtime. Frankfurt down by 7. Entry pass to Rosequist. Kicks it out. Anderson, a deep left wing 3. No. Rebound fought for. Colvin comes up with it. Slams it on the ground. Ball still free. Picked up by Rosequist for Frankfurt. Now Anderson, 1:45 to go. Anderson, left wing. Olson, he'll step into a 3. On the way, in and out. Rebound to Kreitz for Central Plains. 1:35 to go in Central Plains. They've worked offense the entirety of the fourth, or this overtime period. You would expect them to do the same here. 90 seconds to go. Colvin guarding Kreitz. Kreitz gets it off to Heckley right in front of us here on the near sideline. Rosequist guarding him. Calls for Brody Kreitz to come get it, and he does. 1:15 to go in this ballgame. 51-44 Central Plains with the lead by 7. Kreitz gets it off to Styles. A foul will be called here on Porter Colvin. It'll be his second. That's going to send Camden Styles to the line for 2. He's 5 for 5 in the game. And with just a minute six to go in overtime, Central Plains has a 7-point advantage. Free throw by Stiles is good.
Yeah, you kind of start seeing just, you mentioned the body language a little bit ago. You can start to see this one slipping away for Frankfurt.
15 in the game for Stiles. Second free throw is good. He's now got 16. Averages just 9 a game. Here come the Cats. They need to score and score in a quick moment. 1 minute to go in this game. Down by 9. Here's Anderson, a deep left wing three. No. Rebound backside to Smith. Tyler, he'll fire up a right wing three. That's too strong. Rebound backside by Central Plains. Brody Kreitz with it. Dribbling it across the timeline. Picks up his dribble. Olsen on him. He's called for the foul. Carter picks up his third. And with just 44 seconds to go, Central Plains leads by 9. Two free throws coming from their phenomenal sophomore, Brody Kreitz, who has not missed from the line tonight. Well, he's got 22 in the game, trying to make it 23. It would also extend the lead up to 10, which would be the largest in the game for the Oilers. Second free throw coming from Kreitz. It's good. 23 in the game right now for Kreitz. Lead is 10 for Central Plains. They've outscored Frankfurt 10-0 here in overtime. Olsen, he'll fire a three. That's no good. Rebound, Loizzo loses the handle of it out of bounds.
And that's kind of how the overtime has gone for Frankfurt. Missed three. Loizzo was right there. Nobody on him. Clean, just he, all you do is grab the ball, and he just couldn't get a hold of it, fumbled it out of bounds.
Senior Stahl Bomber will check into the game. That's Chase. 6'8" will guard the inbounder here with 35 seconds to go in this overtime period. Nearing a 5-second count, Stahl Bomber gets a deflection, picked up by Seamson, still in the backcourt. Kreitz, 32 seconds to go in overtime. Lead is 10 for Oilers. Kreitz crossing the timeline here just in time. Gets it off to Stiles, who will hold the basketball. Back out to Kreitz, and Frankfurt will not foul. Heckley with the dribble, 15 seconds to go. Into the corner to Stiles. He'll hold the basketball, 10 seconds to go. Now he'll drive baseline, dribble it back out, 5 seconds to go. And Central Plains outscores Frankfurt 10-0 in overtime to win it 55-44. They will move on to face Opie in the semifinals tomorrow. We've got to step aside for a BYU Real Estate post-game show. We're back after this timeout. You're on the Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. You're on FM 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
This is Kyle Edwards with JVN Telephone. You're listening to The Road to Glory on the MSC Sports Radio Network, presented by Giant Mobile. Reliable, affordable, unlimited nationwide 5G access.
Back here to wrap things up from Dodge City as it's an overtime loss for the Frankfort Wildcats. Final score, Central Plains 54, Frankfort 44, outscoring the Wildcats 10-0 in overtime. In a game that was back and forth, you saw Frankfort up early at the end of one, a massive second quarter by Central Plains to put them up 22-19 at the half, a third quarter where Frankfort found themselves down by six, a fourth quarter where Frankfort was down by as many as eight. They stormed back to lead by four with just a couple minutes left in the ball game, and then Central Plains able to close out that frame on a 4-0 run to force overtime. They kept that momentum going into overtime, outscoring the Cats 10-0 to win it 54-44. Back in the studios, Kirk Kilman. He's got a long night ahead of him. He's got another game coming up here in just a little bit. Jake and Boz with you courtside here at the United Wireless Arena. And Boz, in a game where, again, the ebbs and flows of basketball runs and the amazing highs and the devastating lows, we had it all in that game.
Yeah, it had all the feels in that game. Frankfort did a fantastic job fighting their way back, clawing into the game, forcing overtime. Had an opportunity to get the win in regulation up four late in the game, couldn't hang on, and then things just kind of went south for them in the second half. We start looking through some of these statistics as you're evaluating the game. It was really pretty even across the board, as you would think, in an overtime game. Turnovers, Frankfort, they only had 11 in the entire game. They did a really nice job taking care of the ball. They were only able to force nine turnovers from Central Plains. Here's the real story in my mind, though. Shooting percentage is a big factor. Frankfort shot 33% from the field for the game. They were 37.5% from three. The difference, though, Central Plains, 43% from the field, total field goal percent, but they were 53%. From beyond the arc. Now, we talked about, I don't know, 4.5, 5 minutes to go in the ball game, and I mentioned to you off air, this is going to turn into a foul, just the way things were being called, and late in the game, that's typically what happens. Central Plains was 81% from the foul line as a team, 13 of 16. Frankfort on the flip side of that, just 5 of 10, 50%. Now, that wasn't the difference in the game, but you look at those five extra points they could have had, that maybe changes things. Free throw point differential, Central Plains. I mean, they scored 13 points from the foul line.
Yeah.
And Frankfort only had five.
Yeah.
So that's in tight games, those are the things that can put you over the edge and get you the win.
Final numbers tonight before we pick our Farmers State Bank player to bank on here tonight, presented by the Farmers State Bank in Onega with locations in Westmoreland and Manhattan. Timeless or modern banking with timeless values. That's Farmers State Bank in Onega. Leading the way for Frankfort tonight, no surprise with this one, Boz. 22 points in the game for Wes Anderson, 12 for Tyler Smith, and the surprise of the night, just based off of what Central Plains, they read the scout. They kept Lane Loizo in check. Just 7 points for Loizo tonight, the 6'2 senior who averaged 14 a game. And then just 2 points for Fred Rosequist and a free throw for Carter Olson for the Frankfort Wildcats. Frankfort in the ball game. They had a great job on the glass. 29 total rebounds in the game, out rebounding the Oilers by three. As Boz mentioned, just 11 turnovers in the game, which is a really good number in boys basketball at the high school level. 9 for 24 from the 3-point line, but kind of went cold that middle part of the game, second and third quarters, before Smith and Anderson big threes in the fourth to give Frankfort the lead, but unable to continue that into the overtime period. Leading the way, a great sophomore player from Central Plains and Brody Kreitz, 23 points in the game, 16 for Camden Stiles, as he has 9 per contest, but averages
with that per game, 16 tonight. Drops down to 9 for Aiden Heckley, 5 for Ryland Steveson, and 1 for Peyton Doty. So once again, two teams with two players in double figures. You expect when you look at that, those numbers, you know what? Overtime probably was going to happen because these two teams extremely even.
Yeah, they were so evenly matched. And I remember in a pregame we talked about it. You look at both these teams, they each had two players that averaged double figures. So the key, I think, we talked about was who's the X factor? Who's the one that's going to step up? Styles did it for Central Plains, way exceeded his season average in scoring. And credit to Central Plains defensively. They did what they needed to do against Loizo, held him under his average. That's just, you know, if you want him in big games, those are things you have to do defensively.
Tyler Smith, senior guard, he had a great game as well, finishing with 12. As mentioned, he averages only 8 a game, and so stepped up big time, hitting 3 threes in this game here tonight for the Wildcats. They fall to 18-7 on the season and see their season end here in the opening round of the state tournament. Boz, our former State Bank player to bank on tonight, who are you going with here from this contest?
I don't like this job. I never like it because I don't want to pick just one, so I'm going with two tonight. Wes Anderson, obviously big-time night for him, 22 points. He had 6 threes on the night, but I'm also going to give some love to Tyler Smith. He had a real good ball game. He hit the three to give Frankfurt the lead late in the game, ended up with 3 threes on the night, 12 points. Both those guys played really, really well.
Farmer State Bank players to bank on tonight, Wes Anderson and Tyler Smith for the Wildcats. Frankfurt will lose Lane Loizo, Carter Olson, Tyler Smith, Chase Stahlbomber, and Channing Farrar from graduation, but they will be bringing back Wes Anderson off of this state tournament team, as well as Fred Rosequist and Porter Colvin, who played in this state tournament game. So they got some returning players, but this is a season that Frankfurt flew under the radar for the most part, Boz, and able to make it to a state tournament. That's nothing to shake your head at.
No, it's absolutely nothing to keep your head down or your chin down about. They played a really good ball game today. It just sometimes it's just not in the cards. They did everything they needed to. I love their defensive effort. Everything they did on the court, just at crucial times, they couldn't get the buckets they needed.
So Frankfurt again falling here in overtime to Central Plains, 54-44. We're going to have Crittenden Prophet on here in just a few moments as he'll have the Axtell Eagles in 1A Division II. The Eagles, Boz, we've seen them a handful of times this year. We've talked a lot about them on our scoreboard show as well. A team where these kids, this is all they want. They've dominated on the football field for the last four seasons, but on the basketball court, they've fallen short a couple different times for this senior class. They're wanting to make themselves a state champion. They take on Central Christian here in just a little bit. This is an Eagle team flying high and has everything in front of them to make that deep push.
Well, the confidence with that group of guys is a huge, huge thing. Super confident group, rightfully so, but I think they're going to get it done today and make a little run in the state tournament.
And Crittenden Prophet again will be on the call for that one. Kurt Tillman back in the studio for my partner, Boz. This is Jake saying so long from Dodge City. Tomorrow we will have Troy and Centralia on both 103.9 and 92.1. It's the girls' semifinal matchup at 2 o'clock, pregame starting at 1:40 tomorrow. Again, that is the girls' semifinal matchup of the Centralia Panthers against the Troy Trojans, two former Twin Valley League foes doing battle here in the semifinal round. We'll send it back to the studios now. Again, Axtell, Hutch Central Christian Academy coming up momentarily here on your local sports authority. It's the Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.